This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's Dirt. I want to thank you for taking some time out to listen to the podcast of our show, brought to you by Les Schwab Tires, doing the right thing since 1952.
In this wide world of sports, some stories can slip through the cracks.
Now, before we do this, let's go over the ground rules.
This is the Daily Ticker, where Dirt and Sprague visit the insiders that are covering the stories you've heard about, and some you haven't.
How'd you do that? Actually, I'm not even mad. It's amazing.
The Daily Ticker with Dirt and Sprague on 1080 The Fan.
All right, time for the Daily Ticker here on Portland Sports Leader 1080 The Fan. A couple NFL stories. So we're going to talk with Barry Wilner, excuse me, if I can talk correctly. I am a professional radio person, and I have no idea what I'm saying.
Easy with professional. That's a loose label.
You're right. But Barry Wilner is willing to join us anyway, despite if we're amateur or professional. He's the AP NFL writer, and he joins us on the MVP HomeLoans.com Guild Hotline. Barry, thanks for taking the time for two idiots out here in Portland. I guess I'll just start with Kareem Hunt. How surprised are you that Cleveland jumped in to get Kareem Hunt?
I'm not surprised at Cleveland. I'm surprised at the timing. I didn't think this would happen this quickly. I know the NFL's investigation is ongoing. And I know that Kareem Hunt is in a position where his likelihood of availability is probably slim for much, if not all, of the 2019 season. But I also understand why it's Cleveland. John Dorsey has drafted Hunt. He has a working relationship with Hunt. And it's not surprising whatsoever that the Browns, a team that is willing to take some gambles, mm-hmm. would make a move like this. But I'm not sure how quickly this will pay off, if it does at all.
Hmm. Wait, and you mentioned the NFL and the investigation is still ongoing. What's your gut tell you on how much of the season he will miss next year?
I'd be surprised if he played more, if he was eligible for more than 8 games. And a lot that also depends on how many incidents the NFL is investigating, because after Hunt was released by the Chiefs, 2 other incidents came up that were being investigated, and no charges have been made, but charges don't need to be made by authorities for a player to get suspended by the NFL. So my guess is if he's eligible for more than 8 games in 2019, that would surprise me. There are some people who think he won't even be able to play in 2019.
Wow. Oh, man. Barry Wilner, AP NFL writer, is our guest. Is this a bad look for the NFL, Hunt getting another chance, getting signed to a team? I know you have that segment of people that like football, maybe not love it as much as the fan bases, but they like it enough, they follow it, but they keep seeing these stories of guys who have these off-the-field incidences coming right back in there. Is this a bad look for the NFL?
It's not a good look, and I think it's a worse look probably for the Browns than it is for the entire league. The question becomes, in what walk of society is someone not entitled to a second chance? And I think under our Constitution, it probably shows that people are entitled to a second chance in many cases, including one like this. Now, I'm not saying that Hunt will make good on the second chance, mm-hmm. but there are people out there who probably feel, and I'm not just talking about Browns fans, that someone like Hunt does deserve another chance. Now, the question also becomes, he's getting another chance, why didn't Ray Rice?
Yeah. Because he's not as young and good. I mean, yeah, that's probably what sucks. That's the reality.
Exactly. Yeah, that's probably it.
The
other bit of big news today came from a guy who was going to be playing in the NFL, and we just got to wait and see where he's selected and what round he goes in, all that stuff. But Kyler Murray, all this debate over if he's going to play baseball, if he's going to play football, what route should he go? He decided officially today he's committing full-time to football, going to be an NFL quarterback. He's diving in as we lead into the combine and then, of course, the NFL draft. What are your thoughts on his decision and then just kind of where his standing is right now as a potential first-round draft pick in the coming NFL draft?
This one surprised me a little bit more than the Kareem Hunt did, for sure. I think the best route for any athlete is baseball over football for a variety of reasons. And I'd like to hear what you guys think, because the injury factor is not that big in baseball. The money is better in baseball. The guaranteed money is better in baseball. And from what people tell me, Kyler Murray is as good a baseball player as he is a football player. So I'm interested in what you guys think on that.
Well, I think, yeah, it's a valid point long term. There's more money. The interesting part about the NFL and MLB, though, is that there's, if you're a first-round selection, you get a 100% guaranteed.
4 years, right?
Four-year guaranteed deal. So at least in the short term, he can make more money in the NFL, but then it comes down to him having to live up to it. But it also seems like this is just his passion, and that was the main reasoning behind it. He just loves football more than he loves baseball.
Yeah, I think it's great when you can honor your passion, and he had that option. So for Kyler Murray, that's terrific. The question now becomes, where will he be drafted and how high? And I know there are people in the NFL, including Gil Brandt, who was just elected to the Pro Football Hall of Fame, is probably the best expert on the draft in America, who wonder about a 5'11 quarterback being able to make a real big impact in the NFL with the style that Murray plays. So it'll be interesting to see where he gets drafted. A lot of the top teams don't need quarterbacks, and a lot of them are looking for someone who's a little more in the mold of the, you know, tall, strong-armed guy who plays in the pocket, or somebody who's a combination of that and the scrambler, such as Patrick Mahomes. I don't know that Murray fits that category.
Give me a hot take on your way out here, Barry. I need a hot take of a team that you think maybe takes a chance and surprises people and drafts a Kyler Murray.
Oh, wow. I could see Jacksonville, maybe.
There we go.
I could see any team that's got – I could see San Diego. Sorry.
We still do it all the time.
It's okay. It's normal.
Yeah. I wonder if Philip Rivers does it all the time.
I could
see the Chargers doing it. I think any team that's got a veteran quarterback who could be on the way out soon and is thinking about maybe going to a more widespread offense might look into that. And those are just a couple of teams that maybe would dive in on Murray.
I like it. Barry Wilner, AP NFL writer, our guest on the MVP HomeLoans.com Guild hotline. Barry, keep up the great work, and thank you so much for joining us in Portland. We'll have to get you back on the show soon.
Anytime, guys. You sound like professionals. You don't sound like amateurs.
Thank you. I appreciate that, man.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.